It's 7:45 here on Giant 90.9. And that can only mean one thing. Your host, Owen Pulley, is alongside Maxwell Gilly and Lucas McKee in HD1 Studios. And it's time for the Sports Spotlight! Welcome to another episode of the Sports Spotlight here on Indy's Giant 90.9. My name is Owen Pulley, alongside Maxwell Gilly and Lucas McKee. And we got a big episode of sports news for you today. But first, we're going to see how you guys are doing today on this fine December 20th morning.
I'm doing good. Anytime Broncos country can win for the first time in I don't know how long, the Denver Broncos won. We had the World Cup final. It's almost Christmas time. It was a good time for everyone except for Colts fans on Saturday.
No, actually, we'll ignore that. It was a great time for Colts fans. True NFL fans would realize the Colts did not need to win that game. I was so much happier that they lost. Not the way they lost, though, obviously, because they made history in the worst way possible. Didn't the Colts make history, too, and let the Bills come back on them with Frank Wright by 32 points?
That was the Oilers.
Oilers, yeah.
That was way back in the day.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm happy because does not affect their draft, make them go lower in the draft. They actually went higher. They are sixth now. I did not like the way they lost, though. That was embarrassing. But other than that, it is Christmas this week. Got another show this week before Christmas break, and then it is really overall supposed to be a good week.
100%.
Yeah, halfway through the school year already. But yeah, the Colts lose 39-36 in overtime to the Minnesota Vikings. They were up 33-0 at halftime, ended up losing the game in overtime. It's just terrible.
I literally just laughed.
Any other team in the league, I would think, oh, they're going to keep this win. But yeah, from what we've seen of the Colts this year, I wasn't surprised at all that they would do this. Yeah. They have disappointed just fans in general so many times this year. Once again, they suck on national television.
Yeah, it's just a little disappointing when the Colts, all they do is just sign 50-year-old quarterbacks that are on their last leg. That's why it's so detrimental to lose out, I guess. But you know, a win would be cool to look at, but if there's still chance to trading up for a quarterback at, like CJ Stroud. If any idea or any chance possible, that's the quarterback I'd want the Colts to draft, but I don't see it happening because he's such a good prospect.
My pick would be Will Levis for the Colts, honestly.
They've been at a lot of his games as well, yeah.
I'd like to see Will Levis for sure.
Another Andrew Luck type.
The big thing, I know for a while people were talking about Hendon Hooker. I know he got hurt. Mm-hmm. Do you take the risk on Hendon Hooker?
I don't think so because he's such a that value piece in the valuable piece in the offense, that quarterback. I don't think you take. I mean, you could gamble with the dice, but that's really what the Colts, it seemed like they've been doing, and I think it's just time to finally go smart. Like, I don't see Chris Ballard being back next year, but if he is, it's might not be that.
I think the Colts should go in fashion of what they do with their quarterbacks in the past 3 years. And I think that they should get the oldest quarterback possible, draft Stetson Bennett.
I swear, if they get Stetson Bennett,
I thought you were going to say, like, Aaron Rodgers.
No, they always go for the oldest pick, so they might as well just draft and get Stetson Bennett.
Yeah, if you want an old quarterback, you might right?
Still can't believe he was nominated for the Heisman. That's just such a joke.
It's quarterback's award, Max.
I know.
It's an uphill battle. You'll never win.
That defense is carrying, though, was. Yeah,
the Colts' defense was good. They had a fumble recovery that ended up becoming a touchdown. They had a block pick six, punt. A block punt.
I mean, it went great. It went great the first half, and then you know,
the Vikings happened.
Kirk Cousins on prime time.
Prime Kirk.
Weirdly enough.
Yeah. But now we're going to have to see, this dumb post of him, like, with chains and everything. I hate those
posts. Kept seeing that kid. They kept talking about
the shirtless kid with the chains and the sunglasses.
Yeah. I hate the The kid was
so stupid.
Dumb.
Yeah, I hate little kids. Especially like when they're not Colts fans.
Exactly. Yeah. Here we go, people of the world. You can only be Colts fans. If not, tune away.
You're a dumb little kid.
Very, very not dumb. Very not smart.
There we go.
How did Dalvin Cook... Hold on. I'm just thinking about this, my fantasy team. Dalvin Cook had 27 points for me. Now, we do our league. Let me read his... Like, I'm looking at his stat line. He... Hmm?
His,
oh, he had...
His receiving, probably.
Oh, yeah, because he had a touchdown reception. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot he had a touchdown reception. I was like, he didn't have any rushing touchdowns, but then I realized he had one. There's four different guys. KJ Osborne, Justin Jefferson, Dalvin Cook, and Adam Thielen all had touchdowns receiving. And CJ Ham had one rushing. Kirk Cousins had four touchdowns, two interceptions. So Kirk Cousins just, yeah, got it really done in the second half. The Colts just did everything in the first half and just quit after that. Chase McLaughlin had went 5 for 5 and had 18 points in total. So I think the Colts offense should be way better than that. I think that him having 5 field goals.
Yeah, they can't finish out in the red zone. That's the thing. Colts, like, even when the Colts stopped twice, actually stopped the Vikings on fourth down and short on that one, that when they actually stopped them when before they went for that fake punt, and then when they went for that fake punt, both of those times the Vikings were in their own territory going for that fourth and short, and the Colts stopped them. And the Colts are now at the third, their own 30, their own 40, and they still can't capitalize off of a touchdown. You have to get 40 yards, 30 yards, and you still can't do that. You're setting for field goals each time. It's something. It's definitely quarterback and maybe an offensive lineman. It's got a 100% change. We don't have a quarterback that can really throw it 30 yards downfield without throwing his shoulder out of place. But other than that, it's
this season's just been a joke.
It's been very, very confusing too, because I feel like most people had hype with the Colts coming into the season with Matt Ryan and with Jonathan Taylor, that everybody thought the O-line was great. Matt Ryan was going to have time to throw.
We also think that the Broncos were going to be good, too.
Yeah, this whole Week 15 was crazy, and the whole NFL. The Week 15 pretty much wraps up, should be a highlight of the entire season.
I mean, with the Jaguars beating the Cowboys in overtime,
and then
the Chiefs somehow surviving the Texans. What is going on with Houston? 2 weeks in a row, they've been so close to winning.
I feel like Houston's normally close with a lot of their games. They've been, I wouldn't say showing flashes of, they've been showing flashes of battle and heart.
They have some young guys who, if they can keep them healthy and actually keep them in Houston.
Like Damian Pierce is on IR right now, which doesn't help, because he was doing great for them. He helped a lot to get the pass game open. And with Brandon Cooks not being their free agent because he doesn't get as much targets anymore, so... I do like the Texans' future, though. Their defense is what I think is also going to be they're going to build off of. They got a few good picks in the draft last year for defense.
I think over time, if they can get a quarterback finally, they could be similar to back when they had Deshaun and they were somewhat competitive.
Yeah, as you're listening to the Sports Spotlight on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. But I have a question for you guys. Could the Jaguars be the number one team in the AFC South for years to come?
Years to come?
They're young. Tennessee, King Henry can't do it for that much longer. Ryan Tannehill is inconsistent. They have a couple good pieces of Tennessee, but the longer that the Jaguars can keep their young guys healthy, I think the Jaguars will definitely be contenders to win.
Yeah. I was
going to
say, I honestly think that 2019, when Derrick Henry stiff-armed Josh, Josh Norman, whenever he did that, I think that was the peak of Titans, like, whole organization for the next few years. I think they've been slowly, even though they've still been doing better than the Colts and they're in the first in the South, I still think they've been on a decline with their roster. I think... Like Max said, Henry can't do it forever. Matt Ryan, not my Ryan. He is too, but Ryan Tannehill's inconsistent, and they're losing players. Like, they lost A.J. Brown in the offseason. So I think with the Jacksonville and with Trevor Lawrence showing how he's truly deserved to be the number one pick lately with throws and actually being good, I think the Jags could be competitive up there in the South.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think that they could, like you said, I think that they can be one of those teams. They're young and everything like that. But I do agree with you there. But
they have a chance to win the South now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think that the Texans, too, are another team that could be there. The Colts still trying to figure it out.
Well, I think the Colts are just a quarterback away, really.
Well, didn't we say that in the offseason?
Yeah, but we didn't get a quarterback. That's the thing.
I mean, how many times can we keep saying that?
We need a young mobile quarterback, not a old office chair on carpet quarterback. That's not what we need. It's got a
Philip Rivers. We need Philip Rivers back.
Philip Rivers didn't even Philip Rivers tripped over his own legs.
He took the Colts to the playoffs.
I was gonna say, but he did great. He really brought Michael Pittman to life. That's what Michael Pittman did. Even though he only had one touchdown that year because it was his rookie year, he was doing great. And Michael Pittman's been dropping some very surprising passes lately. Not really too fond of that.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. But we're going to go to a quick break and then come back with a little bit of World Cup stuff. Talk about Purdue. They're still ranked number one and undefeated in college basketball. And that and more here on the Sports Ball at Indy's Giant 90.9.
Mike Rowe here with a gentle reminder that civilization is held together by pipes, wires, and cables. It's true. There are over 5 million miles of gas lines, power lines, fiber optic lines, water lines, and sewer lines all buried beneath your feet. And every 60 seconds, somebody digs into one. Look, if you're thinking about digging around, do yourself a favor and call 811 first just to find out what's down there. Trust me, you don't want to find out the hard way. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more info.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Excuse me, have you heard of radon?
Is that a gas?
Is it something that comes up out the ground or something?
It's like poison gas.
Something dangerous that you're supposed to check on to make sure it's not in your home.
Now it's your turn. Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True, radon is a radioactive gas. True or false? The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
True, I didn't know that.
Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. Answer true or false. Homes with radon problems can be fixed. True. Homes with radon problems can be fixed.
So what do you do about it?
I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
If I don't take care of it, nobody else will.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Time for the World Cup here on Indy's Giant 90.9. Talking about the World Cup, bringing it back 12 years to 2010 when it was in South Africa. Shakira came out with this song. It was a good song. I like it.
This time for Africa.
Max, what do you think about this song?
This is a great song.
So many times.
I had a basketball thing that we had to do for to Hold this on. Song.
Because this is Africa. All right, that's enough of that. Our soccer coach would play this in our pregame playlist sometimes, so I've had to hear it too many times.
One of the most controversial balls with the Jabulani that year, and they go and they make this absolute banger to cover it up.
Shakira is great.
Shakira is a great artist. But the World Cup is over. Argentina defeats France. And penalty kicks comes down to quite literally the last shot of the game.
Oh, my goodness. It was absolutely the last shot of the game.
Awesome to get to watch.
Nail biter,
went
though.
Down to the wire. Mbappe
carried that team.
Hat trick for France. I mean, truly, through 70 minutes, France was doing nothing.
Yeah.
Then within 90 seconds, they score two goals to tie it up, so they have to go to overtime.
Yeah, Mbappe with a goal in the 80th and 81st minute, one of them being a penalty kick.
Mbappe, Mbappe's a great. He's single-handedly carried that team to the World Cup.
I mean, the big thing with France is they had so many guys out with injury. They had the sickness that was going around the team. And Mbappe's only 23 years old.
He's
been to two World Cup finals.
If it wasn't just him that did anything, I think France was going to win. Because in 2018, when Argentina and France went against each other, it was Argentina up 3-0.
In the round of 16?
Yeah. It was Argentina up 3-0, and then France ended up coming back. And they almost did the same thing. So it was very stressful to watch, because when I was watching, I was like, oh, Messi got the first goal, yay. And then I'm at work while this is happening, so I couldn't watch the whole thing. And then I get back on, and I see it's still 2-0. I'm like, it's like the 80th minute or whatever. And then I see Mbappe scores, and I'm like, great. And he scores again, and then it goes right to the penalty kicks were actually intense, because it literally came down to the last one. If he would have made it, it would have been another one, but it was
France's goal
very
was
stressful.
Sold.
Yeah,
France's goal was sold. I'm not going to lie. I forgot his name. But he gave up four goals in four attempts. Now, I guarantee if you put me in the box, 100 shots, I'm not saving a single one.
I might be able to save a single one. Have confidence in yourself. You're a pretty tall man in that boxes.
I might be able to save one or two, just because he kicked it the same way that I went on by just 100% chance. I think probably one or two are getting saved. But, like, he's a professional goalie. Yeah. And I know I'm not trying to hate, but, like, give up four goals on four shots.
The big thing there, though, is Argentina had a whole lot of experience doing PKs. They've had to be in so many PKs over the years. France did not. And at the end of the day, Argentina had the better roster. So when we were watching the game, the big thing was we were like, oh, if this goes to penalties, it's going to be Argentina 100%, because France, outside of Mbappe, we weren't quite sure if they'd really have anyone who would be able to consistently score.
Yeah, I think that's the tough thing about the World Cup being, it's very hard to be back-to-back champs. It's very hard, because it's 4 years, you have a lot of different, like, Mbappe's 23, he was 19 in his first World Cup. But, like, that's the thing, Ochoa is one of the goalie for Mexico, he was one of the, excuse me, goalkeeper for Mexico, and he's been to 5 World Cups, and he's retiring. Messi's been to, it was 2006. So, 12, five.
Yeah, five.
Ronaldo, I believe five.
Yes.
Four or five.
He's been at five, too.
Neymar, I think three or four.
Yes, three or four.
But, like, those guys, like, they're older now, and they've only been to three or four. It's just tough when it's only 4 years, every 4 years, that, like, you got to stay healthy for that long. You know what I mean?
So 100%.
But that means your roster has to stay healthy. The coaching has to be there. Like, it's every 4 years, and then, like, Max, I know you can inform me a little bit about this too, but, like, I would imagine for the national team, you don't practice with them for all 4 years, because you don't know who's all going to be on the national team. You only practice for a couple months, I would imagine.
The big thing is the roster changes so much over the 4 years, because it isn't something where you're just automatically in. For example, if you win the World Cup, former world champion, oh, you're in. No, you have to qualify your way in. They, for a couple of weeks, they'll be training together, and then they'll have international competition, usually in the summer, a couple years early, to get themselves qualified. They have friendlies in April and whatnot, just to get the team to have some chemistry. But truly, that roster changes so much. And when you look at this, we're going to use the Americans, for example. We have some that are going to Europe, and that's why they are looking better, because at the end of the day, the American teams are not at the same competition as the European leagues. But most of them who are in America, they don't get to interact with any of the European teams. So it's a really interesting way to see how international soccer works, and I'm excited to see what will happen.
I mean, yeah, Christian Pulisic is one of those guys who's on Man United right now, and
there's Chelsea.
Chelsea, that's right. I thought he was on Man United. No, he's on Chelsea. But he's one of those guys that, like, he's on a big team like Chelsea that he can, that he can play and get reps in and stuff like that. But how awkward is it for Messi now? I mean, I know he's going to the MLS, but he plays on PSG. Like,
yeah.
How awkward is that? And people who are listening, PSG is Paris Saint-Germain, which is based out of Paris. Like, their logo is literally the Eiffel Tower. How awkward is that, that he's got to go to, like, practice? Now, I know not all those guys are from France, but, like, the team, the coaching, or the front office,
they're going to
like
be
that.
Professionals because at the
it's
end of
business.
The day, yes, it's a business. You can't, if you want, because they all want to be successful as a team.
The
you
fans
can't
are the only ones
it.
That are not professionals.
Yes.
That
yes.
is true.
So they're going to end up being professionals. They probably have a heck of a lot of respect for each other even more mm-hmm. just because they battled so hard in the World Cup final. That may actually help them, I guess, with chemistry. Like, hey, I battled you truly for 2 hours, so you can trust me.
Right. I think the most, like, not awkward, but I think the most, the only word that comes to mind is awkward is Mbappe. Is, like, sure, they both have their World Cup now. Like, they both won one. But, like, it was like, hey, you beat me, but we're teammates now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know it's going to be awkward. It's going to be a bit bitter for sure, but these guys are professionals. You knew this had happened. They've been playing their teammates so many times throughout international competition. I mean, the world, they were talking about it on the TV broadcast, how many of these guys are teammates. You noticed that when they had the Argentina had the tunnel leading France in to get their second place medal. So,
well, while we're talking about people leaving, what do you guys, or how do you guys think Ronaldo's going to do with Saudi Arabia?
The big thing there is he is such a pain right now just because he knows he's so good. He should do better there. I think he'd probably be truly one of the major talents there. He'd make a heck of a lot of money. But
oh, yeah. His contract was like $270
million. I don't think that that's a really smart thing to do. Because we've seen that Portugal just cannot make it to a World Cup final. And that's what the goal was for them each and every single year. And when you see Ronaldo not playing quality competition and his teammates, some of them could probably want to join him from Portugal there as well. If you're not playing any quality opponents, you're going to be just like the U.S. and get a first-round exit as they did for many years in a row. So I think this is a bad idea for him, but he's older now, so whatever it takes to get the bank.
You guys think Messi retires now?
I know they're talking about him going to Inter Miami in MLS. He'll be there for a few years, but yes, he will be retiring before we know it. He's been doing this for so long.
He finally got it.
And yeah, that was the goal.
I think he'll still play soccer. I think that he might, in my opinion, I do think he'll end up in the MLS playing at Inter-Miami.
I really think there's nothing left for him to do then.
Yeah,
right?
He won the top game. He definitely won't play in another World Cup. That's known.
I think the big thing now is if there was any time to do it, it would be while you're still on top.
Yeah.
I mean, let's look at when Manning retired. Everyone knew he was old, but he wins the Super Bowl. If you can retire,
I'm going to drink a couple Budweiser and go home.
If you can retire at the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
That's perfect because you can't get better than this. He could win the French League title, and it wouldn't be the same as the joy you get from winning the World Cup.
Yeah, did you see, speaking of Messi in the World Cup, did you see the new Instagram feed on how he has the most liked
picture?
That's disappointing. You guys have disappointed me, world.
All the Ronaldo fans are going to be liking that egg post, so don't worry. Don't worry. It's going to be at 70 million before.
As of exactly right now, 21,310,626 likes. But this is how much it changes. I literally went away from it.
The egg has 56 million.
Oh, then you gave me misinformation.
No, if you just look up egg on Instagram.
You told me that
world,
the most.
World record egg. It's 56,556,000.
Oh, he's not even halfway then.
No, and Messi has 60 million
likes.
Yes, on his
cuddling with the World Cup.
When his winning post, the one where he won. Just look up. I'll show you.
Which one are you talking about?
Well,
I'm so confused.
This one, where he's holding up
the
actual...
Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking about the one him cuddling. Yeah, yeah.
Trophy.
Him actually holding up the trophy. Sorry, it's got 60,131,517 likes. That is the most liked one. I thought you were talking about the one cuddling the...
No,
this one is
recent.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in his hotel room with the World Cup, sipping on a drink of some sort, and cuddling with it in bed. In the World Cup trophy. That's funny. But he's also got a post.
So as long as the goalie doesn't get to touch the World Cup trophy, I think we'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, that was interesting there.
National TV.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes to have more people talk about you. But, yeah, a heck of a World Cup tournament. I'm excited to see what we can do when we host it in North America in 2026.
What if it went down, like, in the World Cup or whatever, and Messi had, like a Diego Maradona, like, hand of God moment? Of, like, where he had, like, a handball, and, like, it went in, and they had something like that. That would be,
I mean,
very controversial.
It would, for sure. And now with all of the VAR and all that stuff they have,
they're already saying a lot of controversial stuff on Messi, saying that it was all scripted and rigged because he already had his three stars on his jersey before the game, or during the game. So there's a lot of people saying that it was already... planned, but
no, okay.
Just,
you probably
yeah.
have never
yeah,
played soccer
exactly.
before. Let me tell you, I have had experience of going to overtime in PKs. That is 2 hours of effort. You can't script live sports. I know people are going to be like, oh, you can do wrestling. That's different. That's a much smaller thing, and you can do that. But with a huge soccer field and the biggest title for the World Cup, you can't do that. That's just people who
exactly.
are bitter.
Yeah.
That is weird, though, because, like, if you look at his post, I'm just looking at this, like, he's got 2 stars in all of these pictures, and then one, he's holding the trophy, he's got 3.
Yeah.
That's because they probably gave him a new jersey to celebrate.
Already?
Yeah.
Because you know how, like, in NFL and basketball, literally any sport, they have everything pre-made already. Like, college football,
they have two boxes.
Whenever the Dogs,
I don't
won,
know how soccer.
Whenever
works.
The Dogs won the championship, they had their hats, their jerseys. Whenever the Bengals last year won their championship, they had their hats, their shirts,
and then they just like ship them off to a country.
I'm pretty sure they just have it pre-made. The only thing they don't ever have pre-made in any like sports thing would be like the thing you get for winning, like the Super Bowl ring that takes.
They don't
months.
Have the rings.
Yeah,
they won't have the rings. And then, like when we look at the 500, they obviously don't have the face of the Borg Warner Trophy.
Then
pre-made.
I think they do. The only thing that they do is they like engrave it there at the stadium.
I mean, I think they do that with the Stanley Cup when they engrave the roster names on it too. But
yeah, the Stanley Cup is a cool trophy. But yeah, that was the World Cup. 64 games.
And ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. You've dealt with a month of people pretending to care about soccer. Enjoy the next 47 months now where we won't have to hear about soccer again because people will pretend that it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
World Cup is very, very fun, though.
It was. It was, and hopefully the women can win when we are in Australia next year,
Hope 2 years from now.
No, it's next year.
I thought it was 2024.
No, it's not like the Olympics. It's always the next
it was
year.
The women was...
It's only like 280 days away. They kept advertising that.
Woo! Yay!
Only.
Hey, it'll come quicker than you know it.
Yeah, that's true, because we are only like a week and a half away from 2023, so...
Yeah.
It's
but
crazy.
We're going to transition over Purdue, still undefeated after getting a win over Davidson. They're still undefeated. They're still number one. Now, I don't think that that's going to last very long. Honestly, I don't know how long they're going to be undefeated, but that could change. That could change there, but Purdue still undefeated on the season. Max, what are your opinions on that?
I think the biggest thing for Purdue, they're going to be undefeated through December. They only have 2 games left. It's against New Orleans and FAMU. So clearly, they should still be undefeated heading into January. And then it's just Big Ten slate. And what happens every single year is everyone in the Big Ten just beats each other. So there's no
Rutgers.
Way they're going to be...
Rutgers.
Well, they start off January 2nd against Rutgers, so
yep.
You never know what can happen. The big thing is enjoy it while you can, Badoo, because if you can make it through the Big Ten being undefeated, I'd be shocked. And I truly don't think that they're going to get that far in the tournament. Every single time people have hope for Purdue to do well, they always just disappoint you. So that's what I feel like. That's my hot take for March Madness. So circle back here when we get to March Madness. But they're
going
to get a first round exit once again because they're number one right now and everyone is hyped up about them. But hey,
just
at least
don't have them play St. Peter's and they'll be good.
St. Peter's is irrelevant now that literally everyone transferred away.
Doug Eater. Where did we say he went? He went to...
Didn't he play IU recently?
I don't know.
Remember.
He went to, like, some... Oh, Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
He went to Bryant.
The Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs. Mid-major Max over here.
Exactly.
No one's ever messed
Sickos
up.
Committee. They have some great college football bowl games coming soon.
Marshall, name the mascot.
The Thundering Herd.
All right. North Texas.
North Texas. Aren't they the Hawks or something?
Pretty sure. I thought they were the...
What are we talking about? Mascots?
Something. I don't even know. I don't even remember the mascot. I said it. I don't remember the mascot.
The only mascot that really matters is the greatest to ever
the Eagles. Oh, the
darn
Eagles.
It. They were a bird and I got it wrong. I have an embarrassment. I mean, geez, that was a violent game, Boise State, North Texas.
Oh, no.
Texas.
What about
their
football?
They kept attacking
what
everyone.
What about the football? North Texas. I was right. North Texas, their mascot of football.
Probably a Texan.
No, the Mean Green.
No.
The North Texas Mean Green.
The Hulk. I know what you're talking about.
See? North Texas Mean Green.
That's dumb.
I like their mascot, but they have like a bird. But any closing statements, Max, for your shows? Where can we find you? With the weather, we might have a special thing. I don't know if we're allowed to announce that yet, but we might not have. We'll have a show tomorrow.
Pay attention to at WBDGND on social medias.
Let's just say that.
There could be changes with some show schedules. It's a big week for sure. You can always find me, Sports Spotlight, right here, starting at 7:45 Tuesdays and Thursdays. I have Off the Rails now on Wednesdays because of conversations with Carlisle. That meant that we had to move it to 9:15 every Wednesday. On the Fly is every Thursday, 8:30 to 9:15. I'm on the Motorsports Show, and then
speaking of which,
school
we will
talk.
Change that. The Motorsports Show. So, Max, if you want to stay on that slot, we can do Christmas music tomorrow.
Sure, we'll do that.
All right, bet. Lucas, where can we find you on anything on social media?
I do not use social media.
OTG3.
It makes it so hard when I have to tweet to you on our official
Twitter
account when it doesn't show up.
His Snapchat is
OFG. My username is just my name.
Yeah.
But my actual name, my username. You know what?
I don't think I've ever promoted myself on this show. Owen Pulley Media on Twitter. Owen Pulley Media. One word. Go follow it. You don't have to.
Stay safe, too, with the storms coming in.
Yeah.
Got some heavy snow coming in.
Shout out to Kansas beating IU.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about that.
Maybe next time they shouldn't decide to kill the Circle City Classic or whatever it was called to take on Kansas.
I think it was the Circle City Classic. I don't know.
I don't know. But so that was not good. And IU, remember when everyone was crowning them champions for men's basketball this year, already preemptively hanging the banner? It's not going to happen.
Nope. Kansas could go back-to-back champs. We never
could be. Yeah, that just had to make sure we got that. But
I forgot about that. They got beat. What was it, 20? They got beat by 20?
Something like that. I think so. It was close.
20, something like that.
Either way, heck of a great season so far. Watch the bowl games. I'm excited for the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
I'm excited. We'll talk more about that on Thursday with the bowl games. We got some big bowl games coming up. We'll make our predictions for some of those major ones, and Max will make his predictions for the mid-majors. We don't care.
New Orleans Bowl tomorrow night. Western Kentucky, South Alabama. No better matchup than that one on Wednesday at 9:15.
Who's watching Georgia, Ohio State, or Michigan, TCU? We're watching. What do you say? Western Kentucky.
We're not watching
Northern Alabama, Southern Alabama, whatever. We don't care. Sports Spotlight. Indy's Giant 90.9. Thank you so much for listening. Owen Poy, Max Gilley, and Lucas McKee.